91.1 WEDM. It's Ray back again with another Ray's Rampages. I have DJ Alex with me today. Why don't you say hi?
Hi.
She's back. I didn't bring Kyle back though.
No, we had enough of that one.
There's too much crackhead energy in the room for any of that. I sound like my cheeks are stuffed. I'm so sorry if I slur my words today. I got my wisdom teeth taken out on Thursday.
Her tongue fell out afterwards.
Oh my gosh, yes. I was very, very convinced that my tongue fell out. Oh, let's just start. I'm going to talk about last week in general. So my week started off with me just being like, okay, I only have to be here for 2 days. And then I get a 5-day weekend. That 5-day weekend, I was in pain the entire time. Oh my God. Was it worth it? No. Keep your wisdom teeth. It doesn't matter if your teeth are messed up or not.
Man, the countdown to Ray's wisdom teeth, she had like a timer on her story. And at first I was like, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Then I saw it was like 8 days and I was like, hold on.
Oh my
this
gosh.
This is getting real.
Stuff was getting real. And they gave me, I went in, she explained what was going to happen. And then she gave me 3 options. She said, the first one is just numbing. I said, the second one, we give you laughing gas and numbing. And I was like,
I went anesthesia.
And she said, and then the last one, we put you to sleep. I said, we gonna do that one. Also, I'm scared of needles. And she said, okay, we'll give you the laughing gas while we're doing all that. Oh my gosh. Ooh, he gave me the laughing gas. I was like, this isn't doing nothing. This ain't nothing. This is nothing. Oh, is it 5 minutes later, this man, he started telling me dad jokes. I said, this man is the funniest man in the world. I turned to the other nurse. I said, you know, your colleague is really funny. I was like, I felt him grab my arm to put like the IV in and everything, right? And, but I didn't like feel it, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't feel it, but I felt it. Like I felt my arm move, and I kind of felt the needle, but I was so high that I didn't even realize what was going on. And I said, so this is why they call it laughing gas. Oh my gosh. Can we just talk about, I thought it was going to go unscathed. Just, I wasn't going to post anything weird or send anything weird to anyone. I sent videos.
I was
almost
sadly
everyone.
Not in the group of people that received
oh my God.
Videos from you.
There was multiple group chats that I sent videos to. I sent one to my speech team group chat.
Oh no.
And it was just like me eating pudding. I don't remember it. And there's just like everyone has screenshots of my face now. Oh my God. It's crazy. There's so much blackmail on me now.
Oh, certainly. And like with the iPhone update, that's not very new, but I mean, new enough where you can like screen record.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, and my
has
friend.
Has anyone sent me like a recording of it back
uh-huh.
to you?
My friend Alexa, she showed me a video that I sent to one of my group chats. I said, you guys are my best friends. I love you guys so much. I lost my tongue today, but that's okay. I don't really need it. And it was just. Of course you need your tongue. That's how you use diction. And right now I'm like I sound really bad on air and everything. And mm-hmm. White Hair is okay with it because he realizes that they messed me up. Like they messed me up pretty bad.
Still on laughing gas to this day.
No, it's been about 5 days and I'm still having like severe pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what happened, but my cheeks split on the inside.
Yep.
So I have stitches all in my mouth.
Yeah.
So I can barely open my mouth right now. And eating is also a very hectic task, but I need to eat with the medication that I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been not vibing. I've been not. Yesterday I was sick for some reason. I think it's because I took too many painkillers in a day. Don't do that, kids. I doubled up too many times, and I reaped the repercussions because I threw up, and I said, this is insult to injury. I'm just glad I didn't have to work yesterday. Oh my gosh. 2 days after, I worked. Oh my God. It was so bad. My face hurt so much. And I almost passed out. It's my first time.
Hi,
registered.
Welcome to Walgreens. Would you like a bag? I didn't get anything. Oh,
oh.
Passed out.
No, I was relabeling stuff. And I stood up and my coworker goes, "You good?" And I was like, "What?" And I realized that my head just tilted backwards. And I caught myself. She was like, "Are you okay? You need to sit down." And I said, "No, I'm good. I'm grinding right now, Dawn. I'm on the grind." Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, I got yelled at by two customers that day.
Oh no.
You want to hear why?
Yeah.
So the first customer, she was really sick. So I kind of understand it. She was just grumpy, you know, like I feel like death kind of grumpy. I was putting something back on the shelf that someone didn't buy. And I happened to be by the home pharmacy stuff. Mm-hmm. And she says, "Excuse me, do you work here?" I said, "Yeah, I work here." And she was like, "Oh, can you help me find like bed paddings for sick people?" I said, I'm not exactly sure where it is. I don't know the layout very well, but I can go look in the next aisle for you because that's where it most likely would be if it's not down here." And I go and look and I come back and I'm just like, I said, "Unfortunately, I couldn't find it, but I can ask to see if it's in the stock room." She goes, "Okay, find someone that can find it. Because obviously you can't." And I was like, "Dang, lady, well, I just told you.
I did say that I may not be able to find it. So, you know, maybe."
I took my sweet time getting my manager. I'm telling you right now. I took my
shuffling
sweet time. No, I went and checked out like 10 people. And then I was like, "Oh, hey, Karen, there's a lady in home pharmacy that needs help finding something that I couldn't find." She's getting kind of mean. But yeah, and then the second time, it was like 8:30 maybe, 8:30, almost 9.
Prime ice cream time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was pretty late. My shift was almost over. I had to deal with this lady on my last hour of my shift. And she comes in. She's nice at first, but doesn't know how to put her card in. And she keeps putting it in. And I guess she wanted credit. And I'm not too sure how to use the pin pad, but I know that the yellow button's for credit. So I said, "Did you try pressing the yellow button?" She said, "I already tried that." She started getting like loud with me. So one of my other managers, Sarah, she came up. She was like, "What seems to be issue?" She was like, "Your employee doesn't know what she's doing. She needs to be taken off the cash register." She just spit an insult at me. And
but
here's my...
She was the one messing up the card.
Right? And here's me, high on pain meds. So I'm just smiling through it. Like, not even fazed. Because I have no emotion except for a smile at the customers.
Smile and wave, boys.
Smile and wave. But yeah, that's it. I was like high as hell off of a painkiller. And it was so bad. She's just like getting real loud. And my manager goes, "Well, this is her first day, ma'am, on register. So she doesn't know everything yet. If you could have some patience and just look at..." Because we labeled it on the thing. On the thing, we have a label that says yellow for credit. And she goes... And by the way, on the thing, it says yellow for credit. And she goes, "Well, I don't have my glasses." And she goes, "Well, it's not my employee's fault you don't have your glasses." And this lady just, she was like, "I'm the customer. You should be on my side." She was like, "Not when you're attacking my 16-year-old employee on her first day." Oh my gosh. My freaking manager, after the lady left, she was like, "I was ready to take that lady to the parking lot. I was going to get fired today." She was like, "I'm not playing games." Oh my gosh. And she was like, "This is what's wrong with people today. You guys coddle people today." I was like, "I'm not being coddled."
You wanted to be coddled.
Yeah. I was like, "If anything, you're the one wanting to be coddled. I'm not being coddled. She told you it's my first day. I'm still learning. I'm sorry."
So earlier we mentioned the fact that your tongue fell out.
Oh, but yeah.
Can you talk about the context of
okay.
the tongue falling out?
So when you get your wisdom teeth taken out, they give you these gauze and they get pretty bloody pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like red. And I'm taking a video, I guess. I looked at all this after I was off of that, like the anesthesia high. And I was like, "Oh no, I did not. I did not just do any of that." And I realized I had done much more than that. I confessed my love for someone.
Oh no.
They sent me the video later and I was like, gotta go.
You should have been like, "Mom, take my phone."
I said,
like before you went under.
In the video I said, "Hey you, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Will you please date me?" And every time I think about that moment, I want to cry.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. So yeah, there's that.
Okay, so I guess I'll explain the video.
Yeah, you should. I don't want to talk about it.
So the sequence of events was that a few before, it was like Ray, and she moved the tissue over in her mouth and she went, "My tongue is white." and like you didn't really think much of it. Like, oh, haha, she thinks the tissue is her tongue. But later, the tissue is like soaked with blood. And
it's halfway out of my mouth. I think I'm pushing it out with my tongue.
Pushing it out. And it hits her chest. And she goes,
oh! Wait, what if I just play the video into the microphone? Keep explaining it. I'll play the audio.
So after her initial scream, her mom was like, what's up? And she was like, my tongue fell out.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. Like,
on the brink of tears, my tongue fell out.
Because it did. Okay, here, I'm gonna have you guys listen to this.
My tongue fell out.
That's not your tongue. That's a goal.
Wait, you guys think
that? Yeah, yeah. There's a second part to that.
If it was your tongue, you would be able to talk.
And that's the funniest part of the video. Someone I know took a screenshot from that, and my face, it's so bad.
And
it's
best
so
reaction
bad.
Image rivals kombucha girl.
Yeah.
Greatness.
Oh my gosh. I got frozen yogurt after. I kept yelling about wanting frozen yogurt, apparently. And I got it. It was good.
Mm-hmm. So right after Ray finished screaming about her tongue falling out, the Instagram fades to black. You may have gotten an ad. Yes. And then a solemn picture of Ray.
I got froyo. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. So that's how my week last week went. Now I'm just in pain. Glad I only have to do that once. Good luck to anyone getting their wisdom teeth taken out.
Which wisdom teeth did you get taken out?
I got three of them taken out.
So, theoretically.
Well, no. I have an adult tooth that never grew in the back on my upper right. So, they're just letting it grow down. Oh, so, okay. I have two teeth back there like I'm supposed to.
My sister got her wisdom teeth taken out and she was more aggressive than docile and funny.
I was sad.
She woke up from anesthesia, ripped the IV out, and went back to sleep.
Oh my gosh. No, there's a painting in the room that I really wanted to take home, and my mom didn't let me, so I started crying. I was like, I was so convinced that they stole my tongue. Like, I was so convinced.
Not even that they stole it. You thought it fell out, but then you, like, moved it to not. They stole it.
No, I think it was at first they stole it because the videos my mom took are the ones when I first woke up.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea when she gave me my phone, but she shouldn't have. All right. That's it for Ray's Rampages for today. Don't use your cell phone after getting your wisdom teeth taken out.
We recommend handing it to someone before, unless you think you're going to wake up and rip your IV out. In which case, just take the phone.
Yeah, just take the phone. Anyways, see you guys next time when we talk about whatever we're talking about.